sounds like something you do in a gym, agile development. What is it?
Well, it's probably something you do in a gym because you know me, Tom. I don't go to the gym. But agile development is also known as modular contracting, or the idea that you don't try to develop the big system all at once. You create these individual units that each could stand alone and make the process better, but all together it also creates a new, more efficient system. The Office of Management and Budget told agencies to use agile development as part of the 25-point IT reform plan and through those tech stat sessions that they use on those problematic IT projects. Tyler Bond is a senior IT specialist and project manager in the Application Service Office of the Agriculture Department. He says agile is all about checking and then rechecking how the system is meeting the agency customer's needs during all stages of development.
You ensure that as you go through that environment, you put each of those chunks in front of the customer, and so they know that what you're developing is what they're looking for, and they can redirect what you're doing as the project goes along. So it's a way of incorporating project management that not only is it not afraid of change, but it really embraces change, and it allows you to incorporate change into your process.
Okay, Jason, so why do agencies have to forget all they already know about developing technology systems when they use the agile approach?
Well, one thing about agile development, it really does break the traditional way agencies have bought and developed IT systems over the last two decades. Rob Wittmeyer is the cloud computing lead for the Defense Department's Chief Information Officer's Office. He says agile development is a big change for program managers, acquisition professionals, and the business owners because traditional project management approaches are used really much differently.
We take our concepts of, you know, of production engineering from 1970 and say, okay, we're going to speculate on what value we want to have at this point in time, and then we're going to measure our progress towards what we guessed, what we thought would be right. It just doesn't work, right? So you got EVM's got to be thrown out. So it changes, right? If you're fielding to production, let's say every 2 weeks, I mean literally going through every step necessary to field a new system to production, system upgrades, enhancements, every 2 weeks, the level of documentation, the level of conversation you're having is completely different than if I want to plan for a release in 6 months, 12 months, 18 months. And you do this, you really have to automate.
Now, you heard Wittmeyer talk about EVM, earned value management. That's a common project management approach where you look at cost, schedule, performance, and you measure them. And basically what Wittmeyer is saying is, yes, you can still do that to a certain extent, but not the traditional way of okay, what are we going to try to get done over the next 3 years, and are we meeting the steps over those 3 years? He's saying do automated reports, therefore you can have that documentation to show progress, and you're doing that every few weeks, every few days, to make sure that the steps are being made properly. Now, I caught up with Wittmeyer after the panel discussion sponsored by a firm on Friday, and he says too often agencies over-speculate or try to define the problem and the solution too early. And that's why agencies have failed with projects such as DOD's DIMERS or even the FBI's Sentinel program.
So if you take a big project and say, we're going to set these objectives, but then break those objectives down into modular pieces that can then roll either in parallel, roll incrementally. It's not to say that I can't take a big, large challenge and approach it that way, but we need to start to separate the engineering governance with our financial governance. And what we've done in the past is we've tried to link the financial governance and the engineering governance to a single set of milestones. And it's held back the engineering teams from actually moving forward when they can't because, oh, we haven't hit this milestone yet, so we can't make this next step. And so we've built in these, my opinion, an unnecessary link between program financial governance and the technical engineering governance. If we can break those links, let the engineering teams move faster, but then still have the financial oversight necessary on top of that, but not directly linked into the single set of decision points, then we can succeed with these bigger programs.
Now, this also means breaking away from having one team of testers and one team of developers and one team that does acquisition and one team that does oversight. It's really bringing everyone together under one team, if you will, to do their piece of the puzzle and do it quickly and do it more often.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's Jason Miller. Now, is agile IT development mostly theory right now, or are actual practical usage, can it be found in federal agencies?
It actually can be found through several federal agencies, and partly because OMB has pushed it through, as we talked about before, those tech stat sessions where they bring all those people together to solve problematic problems, programs. But it's also growing organically because I think agencies are finally starting to realize the value. Rob White is a supervisory computer engineer at the FBI. He says agile development is a big focus within the Bureau's CIO office.
We were actually putting out a campaign of training. We were going before different groups and helping them understand what agile is going to buy for them, how it's going to save them those precious dollar resources as they try and move forward with whatever new initiative they might have.
What was the response to the training been? Has people understand it?
Yes, they do. As a matter of fact, they love it. Every time it's done, they ask for it in new places. And so I've been going around to, I've even gone to other DOJ components and provided some of the training.
Now, Wehmeyer says DOD is seeing growth in Agile as well, and a much greater understanding and desire to use it. He even said there's some people who think they're using Agile, but they're actually not. But that's just an example of people are interested in trying to use this new approach. Both White and Wehmeyer say this attempt to implement Agile is actually going to be different than previous tries. I mean, as we've talked about a little bit, it's called modular contracting. OMB went around for the last decade saying again and again, you know, don't eat the elephant in one bite. That was a common phrase we heard from people like Dick Burke, who was the chief architect back in the mid-2000s. Wehmeyer says the big system approach has failed too many times, and agencies understand that, you know, at a time of budget reductions, failure is not just bad. It could mean serious cuts to people and programs. And then the technology culture has changed as well. Those are all the reasons why this approach is different. And then, of course, he points to a great example of the Amazon's two pizza approach.
None of their development teams can be larger than what you can feed with comfortably with two pizzas. And so you get to these smaller teams, and you can get to a point where the requirements, the capabilities are actually something you can deal with rather than trying to fully comprehend what some large, massive system is going to be. And the whole goal, get it out there, get it in the hands of the users, and then continue to evolve this capability quickly.
Now, there's still plenty of challenges. Don't take this to say the government solved all their problems. I mean, the culture change is huge. Federal workers still like to do things the way they like to do, and that's, you know, they've been doing developing these big systems for decades, and it's a change because all of a sudden you're saying, okay, no, you're doing these little bites. Now, the FBI's White recommends starting small, taking it slow. They even start with a hybrid approach. Wehmeyer says agencies should go find a mentor who has run an agile project before, and that way they can bring them on and learn by doing. So a lot of excitement, if you will, a lot of momentum starting to build for agile development. Let's see if it, you know, holds on over time.
And Jason, would you also say that the idea of agile is not just for the code jockeys and the geeks, but also the contracting people should be involved here, the financial people, even the program manager, who's ultimately depends on what is developed by the IT staff?
Oh, absolutely. And that's why they say they're bringing all the pieces of the puzzle together, not just the testers and developers, but the acquisition, the finance, the program. And that's why you also heard Wehmeyer say, listen, for too long we tied the engineering to the financial, and they can only move in lockstep. We got to break that apart, but at the same time, you still need the financial oversight. So, yes, Tom, acquisition, program management, business owners, everybody's got to be involved in this approach.